By this time tomorrow, the polls will be open in Indiana, and it could be the last stand for Ted Cruz and his presidential campaign, even though he says he is going on until the convention in a bid to stop Donald Trump's nomination.
And at a rally on Sunday, Donald Trump said pretty much that's not going to happen.
I knocked out 17 people. I mean, the two last ones, they're like hanging by their fingertips. They're choking. Don't let me fall. Don't let me fall.
But Cruz is still sprinting through the state today to shore up support. Here he is at a rally in Lafayette yesterday.
Do we get behind a campaign that is based on yelling and screaming and cursing and insults? Or do we unify behind a positive, optimistic, forward-looking, conservative campaign?
Well, as many pundits are now saying, what a turn of events that Ted Cruz is the cockeyed, sunny optimist in this race. Polls on Sunday also showed a much tighter race between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Joining us now from Indianapolis is Brandon Smith, State House reporter for Indiana Public Broadcasting. Brandon, start on the Republican side. What does it feel like on the ground to you?
Well, first of all, Indiana and Hoosiers are really kind of getting to experience something they almost never get to experience, which is presidential candidates spending a lot of time and paying a lot of attention to Indiana. We almost never matter in this state. It's been since 2008 on the Democratic side, but since a lot longer than that on the Republican side. And there's this sense of – now, I don't want to call it wonder because that sounds naive on the part of Hoosiers, but this sense of just excitement at every single event.
Mm-hmm, because sometimes the nominating process is over way before we get to Indiana and forget California.
Way before.
You know,
yeah.
So now the big excitement. Now, the Indianapolis Star points out more than 500,000 people in your state work in factories. And Indiana, this is interesting, is the most intensive manufacturing state in America. So Donald Trump seemed to be targeting those voters at a rally in Fort Wayne yesterday with, again, attacks on China's trade policies. Let's listen.
Because we can't continue to allow China to rape our country, and that's what they're doing. It's the greatest theft in the history of the world.
He was asked today, was that word too strong? He said no, the word being rape. What do people there say?
He's resonating, clearly. I mean, you see that in polls that show him up in just about every poll that's been done in this state. And it's not just China. He talks a lot about Mexico. And certainly that's a theme that resonates here because we saw Carrier, the big air conditioning manufacturer, announce back in January that they were leaving Indiana, cutting 1,400 jobs to move their productions to Mexico. And that's really when Donald Trump first started talking about Indiana. And that has clearly made a difference here.
Yeah, that was the moment that it all started. Of course, a lot of economists are just jumping over themselves to say those jobs are not coming back, but it doesn't seem to matter. Indiana also is home to a lot of evangelical voters. That's going to help Ted Cruz. But what about this agreement between Cruz and Kasich? Kasich agreeing to stay away from Indiana if Cruz backed off on Oregon and New Mexico. That did not seem to hold. But what do voters there think about it?
I think that's the big unknown going into the primary election. There are certainly – I've talked to Kasich supporters who told me, you know, I was all in for John Kasich, but clearly voting for Ted Cruz here in Indiana is the way to stop Donald Trump, and that's the priority right now. But there are others who say, no, I'm sticking with Kasich. He's the only person I really want to see win. And there are still other Kasich supporters I've talked to who say, I'm not happy with how that deal went down at all. I'm switching my support to Trump. So how that all shakes out will really help determine how the state shakes out on Tuesday.
Fascinating. Now, Bernie Sanders holding three rallies today in the state. Sunday's poll. Polls show him, within striking distance of Hillary Clinton. Just how are they resonating to people from the Hoosier state?
When I talk about excitement at these rallies, perhaps no more excitement than you'll see at a Bernie Sanders rally. He started at university campuses, though he's gone elsewhere since then. Mostly young people in his crowds. We've seen a lot of that. But he's clearly trying to spend a lot of time in Indiana. Hillary hasn't spent nearly as much time here, only a couple of days and only one public rally, one public event. She's had her husband Bill and her daughter Chelsea here as kind of surrogates as well a little bit, but a lot more of the attention is really on the Republican side.
Yeah, Brandon Smith from Indiana Public Broadcasting as that state does its civic duty tomorrow as Indiana holds its primaries. Brandon, thank you.
Thank you.